So if computers left to their own devices can begin to dream, maybe that's telling us something about dreaming as a kind of a natural state that matter seems to ascribe to. Now, the Australian Aboriginals believe that there are two forms of time, two parallel streams of activity. One they call the daily activity, in which you and I are very noticeable of and confined to. The other they call an infinite spiritual cycle, which they call dream time, which to them is more real than reality itself. And whatever happens in the dream time establishes the values, the symbols, and the laws of the Aboriginal society. And some people of unusual spiritual power have contact with this dream time. Now, I decided to find out about this, so I spent some time in Australia with Aboriginal people. And one of them was an old fella who probably was around my age now, but at the time seemed old to me. And he said to me, "You have a name. It is your skin name. It's called Jungula." And Jungula, whenever you pronounce Jungula, wherever you are in Australia, wherever you go, you tell people that's your name, Jungula, and they immediately know what to do with you. This is your dreamtime name, but they're going to know who you are. They're going to know where you fit into the hierarchy of their whole culture, no matter what tribe you visit, no matter what language they speak. Skin names are very common among Australian Aboriginal people, and they really refer to where a person fits. Since I had been living with an Aboriginal person and another person, and we had been living together, and I met this old fella, this Australian Aboriginal shaman, since I had just met him, he associated me with these other people and made me their brother. I was their brother. I was the brother of these other people, and therefore my name was Jungula, and that's how I was related. But then he told me something surprising. Those aren't your brothers. One of them is your father figure, and the other is a son figure to you. I said, whoa, he saw them with different skin names than mine. And so this was a really, really surprising thing to me, that just by looking at me, he saw who I was. And I thought, oh, skin, it must have to do with the color of my skin. So I asked him that. He says, no, it has nothing to do with color. What does it deal with then? And then I found out that for Australian Aboriginal people, skin color is not very important. There's something else about skin that they see that I couldn't see, but that they saw. While I was talking with one of my brothers, whose name was Graham, I was asking him some questions about this dream time. And he says to me, people of the land are put on earth to carry out the laws of the land and protect the earth. When you die, your spirit goes back into the land again. Before you are born, the spirit comes in and takes the form of you. If a man and a woman who is pregnant see a snake before she knows she is pregnant, the snake will be a sign of the coming birth, and the snake will be a spirit totem of the child. The child also has the spirit totem of the mother, which is its major totem. We are just a spirit that is covered over with flesh and bones. Ponder that for a while. Think about dreams. Think about your own dreams. And see you next time.
This concludes Session 7. Our program continues with Session 8, The Spiritual Universe, with Fred Allen Wolfe.